A Toronto man who pleaded guilty to 10 crimes, including armed robbery and carjacking, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison following a lengthy stint in pre-trial custody. Babasan Vilvaraja was arrested by York Regional Police in November 2021 on 13 charges related to a series of carjackings and armed robberies. It began in 2019, when Vilvaraja planned to carjack luxury vehicles, which he wrote down in a notebook that he kept in his bedroom, according to court documents. In the fall of 2019 and 2021, he put the plan into action by committing several violent carjackings and robberies. Between October 13 and November 5, 2021, a number of incidents occurred in York Region, Toronto, Halton and Peel, including 7 robberies and 5 carjackings, the documents detail. A 2017 silver Mercedes C43, which was stolen on September 19, 2021, was linked to the crimes. Police charged Vilvaraja with 7 counts of robbery with a firearm, 2 counts of possession of property obtained by crime, and 4 counts of fail to comply with a release order. At the time of his arrest, he was already before the court for similar offenses dating back to 2019, police said. In an agreed statement of facts issued at Vilvaraja's sentencing last month by the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, the Crown detailed each of the man's crimes. 5 of the offences took place in York Region, with 2 in Richmond Hill and 1 each in Vaughan and Markham. His first offence in York Region was in Vaughan in 2019. The incident began when a white BMW M3 was advertised for sale on Kijiji. On October 3, Vilvaraja called to say he was interested in the vehicle, but wanted to test drive it first. He arranged to visit the man selling the car's home on the evening of October 4, 2019. When he arrived at the home, Vilvaraja stated he had cash in hand. The man selling the car noticed a second man in a sedan parked at the end of his driveway, whom Vilvaraja said was his brother. After a brief test drive, they returned to the house. When the man got out of the car, Vilvaraja approached with a black handgun and pointed it at the man before striking him in the face with it. Vilvaraja then took the keys and fled in the BMW, and the second man fled in the sedan. Again in 2019, Vilvaraja committed an offense in York Region, according to court documents, this time in Markham. On October 10, a man parked his Porsche 911 Turbo Sport in the underground garage at Pacific Mall. When he returned to his car an hour later, he saw a BMW M3 parked nearby with its hazard lights activated. It was the same vehicle Vilvaraja had stolen the week before from the man in Vaughan. There were multiple people in the vehicle. When the man in Markham got into his vehicle, Vilvaraja got out of the BMW and approached the Porsche's driver's side window, stating the man had dropped his wallet. The man in the Porsche tried to drive away, but Vilvaraja removed black handgun from his jacket and pointed it at the man, demanding he get out of his vehicle. Upon getting out of the vehicle, Vilvaraja got into the Porsche and fled as the BMW followed behind. The Porsche was tracked to a mall in Scarborough, where the police found it parked in a parking garage. They saw the BMW, with someone in both the front driver and passenger seats, stopped by a van that was occupied by 2 males. Vilvaraja then got out of the BMW and into the driver's seat of the Porsche. The police then boxed in all 3 vehicles. Vilvaraja got out of the Porsche, jumped off the second story of the parking garage, landed on top of a car, and fled through the mall. The other parties were arrested at the scene. The BMW and the Porsche were seized. The police found a black BB gun in the trunk of the BMW that had the man from Vaughan's DNA on it. On November 5, 2019, Vilvaraja was arrested. He was in custody until May 2020, when he was released on bail with 2 sureties and a GPS monitoring ankle bracelet. His superior court trial was set to begin in December 2021. Vilvaraja then committed a spree of robberies in October 2021. On October 27, 2021, a man parked his Range Rover in front of his home in Richmond Hill after midnight. He saw a silver Mercedes pull up in front of his vehicle when Vilvaraja got out and pointed a firearm at the man and demanded the keys to the Range Rover. After a struggle, the man was hit with the weapon, but did not turn over his car keys. Vilvaraja then fled in the Mercedes. Then on November 4, 2021, the police located the stolen Mercedes parked in a driveway on Botany Hill in Toronto. They placed a tracking device on the vehicle. That evening, police conducted mobile surveillance on the Mercedes, when Vilvaraja approached a man leaving a Richmond Hill restaurant. Vilvaraja pressed what appeared to be a gun to the man and demanded the keys to his Range Rover, his phone and wallet. Vilvaraja then fled in the Range Rover and police saw it and the Mercedes travel in tandem before later finding the Mercedes parked in the driveway on Botany Hill and the Range Rover parked on a street nearby. The next day, police executed a search warrant at the Botany Hill address and arrested Vilvaraja. The man in Vaughan was one of two to provide victim impact statements. He reported having sleepless nights and a sense of fear for the well-being of his family because the carjacking occurred at his home. The man also suffered a deep wound to the forehead that needed stitches and left a permanent scar, and while he received his vehicle back, it was damaged. He gave up the vehicle, and estimates his financial loss at over $40,000. The judge considered multiple aggravating factors in sentencing Vilvaraja, who was 22 at the time of his arrest. He was 20 at the time of his first offense and pleaded guilty, which is a sign of remorse and willingness to take responsibility for his wrongdoing. The judge also called his pre-trial custody harsher than is usually the case, primarily because of frequent and sometimes sustained periods of lockdown due to persistent staffing shortages and at times COVID-19 health protocols. The Crown sought a global sentence of 9 years in jail, less credit for pre-sentence custody calculated at 1.5 to 1. Vilvaraja was detained for 839 days at Central East Correctional Center in the Kawartha Lakes region during his initial period of pre-trial detention. That equates to 1,259 days or 42 months calculated at 1.5 to 1. Broken down, the sentence includes 3 years in jail concurrent on each of the 2019 robberies plus 1 year in jail consecutive on each of the other two counts, for a total of 5 years. On the 2021 offenses, the Crown sentenced Vilvaraja to 4 years in jail concurrent on each of the robberies, to be served consecutively to the sentence for the 2019 offenses, and 60 days concurrent on the fail to comply. With files from Doug Coxon.